Welcome, everyone, to the Sports Gambling Podcast. I am Sean, stacking the money green with my partner in picks, Ryan, Real Money Kramer, doing a podcast remotely here. I am back east, and Ryan, you're still on the West Coast. How are you ready for some College Bowl action here?
Yeah, it's kind of exciting. Starts this weekend. I don't know. It's like I hate that they spread it out because now it's almost like there's no games on New Year's. But at the same time, it's nice to have like a steady diet of football from now until January 6th, basically.
Yeah, it is nice in that sense, especially with no Saturday games going on for the NFL. It's nice to have these College Bowl games sprinkled in here.
Yeah, for sure. I don't know, Sean. So the big game. I don't know. Let's just go in order.
All right. You want to just
game
rattle
start,
off here?
Yeah, game start Saturday, December 21st. Might be today if you're listening to it. Might be tomorrow. Never know.
It depends when I can get this posted.
Depends when you get it. All right, so first game, kicking off the bowl slate. 2 p.m. Eastern on ESPN. The New Mexico Bowl, Sean. Colorado State takes on Washington State. You want to go first with this one? You want me to go first?
You can. I'll let you handle this one, Ryan.
All right. So, one thing, one of the few things, if I do decide to bet some of these bowl games, is I like to look at conference versus conference. In this case, you have a Mountain West team versus a Pac-12 team. And typically when you have a situation like that, the small conference team is probably going to be happier to be there, more pumped to play. But I think in this case, Washington State, they've sucked for many, many, many years. So I think they should be motivated. The one thing I will say is I believe this is really close. I guess it's not that much closer for Colorado State, but I would imagine there'll be more Colorado State alums there. I don't know. This feels like a game. I guess I should tell you the spread, Sean. The spread is, I don't even know what the spread is, Sean. That game is not. Oh, here it is. The spread is -4. And the over.
Wait, who's favorite? Washington?
Washington State favored by 4. The over under is 66. Actually, that spread has moved to 5, 5.5 in many places. Wow. Over under still hovering around 65. To 66 points. I got to be honest, Sean. This for me, I'm probably going to stick to my guns and play Colorado State plus the points here. Also, both these teams can score. Neither team can play much defense. So this might be a game you look to just play the over and watch an entertaining game. Who are you going with, Sean? I'm on Colorado State officially.
I'm going to take Washington State.
All right,
feel good about
Washington State. Going with the Mike Leach team.
Yeah.
They're all going to be minding their P's and Q's so they don't get locked in a closet.
He's a disciplinarian, Ryan.
Oh, yeah. Next up, the Trojans of USC, Sean, take on Fresno State in the Las Vegas Bowl. Pretty close to both teams. Fresno State, of course, their quarterback, Derek Carr. If anyone's taking a look at some of the early mock drafts, projected top 10 pick, brother of David Carr, notorious bust, USC -7, that line's moved down to -6, the over-under sits at 63. I got to be honest, I'm not sure you can play the small conference team. I might be a little worried about the situation. Do we know if Sarkisian's coaching? I think he is.
Yeah. Is that the new USC coach?
Orgeron got booted right away. So my only
I don't think Steve's Sarkisian. I don't think he's taking over for the bowl game though.
So my only concern here is that it's kind of a dead man walking situation from the coaching staff. That being said, the players have to be excited. New coach. I just don't – I can't get away from the difference in just physical ability and talent that's going to be on the field. This game, 3:30 Eastern on ABC. I got to roll with the Trojans, laying the points. I'm not sure Fresno State's going to be able to slow them down. They just don't have a good defense. I mean, this could be a coming out party for Marquise Lee to really make people notice him before the draft.
So wait, you like USC here?
I like USC laying the points, laying the six.
I'm going to say Fresno State here. I like them getting the points. Obviously, you want to try and get that around seven. I think these USC guys, not having a coach here is going to be tough, or at least not having a guy that you played with the whole time. I think Fresno State's going to be fired up. I think they're going to have more of a fan base at the game in Las Vegas. And if I know anything about USC guys going out in Las Vegas the night before a meaningless game, I think that's going to hurt them.
Oh, you're calling for the Vegas aspect.
Yeah, well, it's a 12:30 kickoff, Ryan. So I don't think these USC guys are afraid to go out at night, and I think that's going to hurt them.
Yeah, that would be my main concern with this game, but I just think it's just a pretty fair amount of difference in talent. Even though Fresno State is the ranked team, even though they are 11-1, if anything, that leads me to believe that maybe there's a little line value here, just because people see that ranking. Maybe that doesn't work with the Fresno State angle. And the last thing, I meant to mention this earlier, typically the big conference team is the team that you're worried about the letdown, but I'd be a little concerned about Fresno, as they had that crushing loss that pretty much ruined their season a couple weeks ago. So I don't know. Moving on, Sean. This is a big one. 5:30 kickoff. ESPN. The famous Idaho Potato Bowl. I believe this is the one that's on the stupid blue turf at Boise. Buffalo. So this line opened Buffalo -3.5. It has now shifted to San Diego State -2, 1.5 in most places. The total sitting at 50. I got to be honest, Sean, don't know a lot about both these teams. I do know that Buffalo was a popular sharp team this year. I actually got a chance to watch a little San Diego State. San Diego State being, they play some of those late games out here on the West Coast. And knowing very little about Buffalo other than the fact that they were a sharp team this year, and that San Diego State looked like shit when I watched them, I'll be happy to take points going against San Diego State here.
Yeah, no, I agree. From what
also,
I've seen,
also cold weather element. I mean, San Diego State's a warm weather team. They're going to Boise. It's going to be cold.
It'll be a little chilly up there in Idaho. And I kind of like Buffalo here a lot. You know, in these mid-level games, you got to kind of factor in some of the other stuff. And I think if you haven't played in a while, and then you go to playing in cold weather, and you haven't played in cold weather, I think that's going to be a big drop off, especially taking the long time off leading up to this game.
Oh yeah, all right, Sean. This is a completely uninteresting bowl game. 9 p.m. Eastern, ESPN. It's the New Orleans Bowl, Sean, featuring Louisiana Lafayette, another popular Sun Belt sharp team, taking on Tulane, who has their nickname's the Green Wave, which is very I don't know. I don't understand some of these mascots. Over/unders 48. Tulane opened as a pick. They're now favored by 2. I got to be honest, Sean. I know almost nothing about these two teams. Again, I like the fact that Louisiana Lafayette has been an under-the-radar team all year. They are a team, again, that the Sharps have been on in a lot of situations. I have seen Tulane play a little bit. They're not much to write home about. Tulane just has trouble scoring. And for that reason, I'm going to take Louisiana Lafayette. I think this is probably a low-scoring game, as seen by a relatively low total in college, 48 nowadays. So I would lean towards Tulane here, and I probably would lean towards Louisiana Lafayette, and I'd probably lean towards the under on this game. But
I'm going to go Tulane here. I mean, honestly don't know a lot about the two teams, but I saw a little bit of Tulane. So give me Tulane in New Orleans.
Plus the home field advantage there for Louisiana Lafayette. Didn't mention that either. All right, Sean, those are your Saturday games. Honestly, I'm, you know, I'll probably be watching the USC game. Not sure if I'll catch the other games. Maybe Colorado State. Little nugget for you guys. Colorado State's linebacker coach, he's like a graduate assistant coach, Joey Porter, formerly of the Steelers.
Hmm.
Also, very underrated college town. If you've never been there, you got to check it out. Moving on, Sean, Monday, December 23rd. Oh, boy. 2 p.m. East Coast kickoff on ESPN. It's the Beefo Brady's Bowl featuring East Carolina and Ohio. How much are these brands paying for their name to be on a bowl? How much money could Beefo Brady's have? This line opened up at East Carolina minus 13.5. It has since moved to 14. The total is 62. Sean, ECU is a year in and year out, a very competitive team. They run a variation of the spread option, heavy on the historically heavy on the passing. Meanwhile, Ohio is kind of garbage. Maybe arguably one of the worst bowl eligible teams. I typically don't like to lay a lot of points in the bowl games because you never know what could happen. Teams are new facing each other, but I'm going to lay the points with the favorite. Give me ECU.
Yeah, I'm going to go with ECU as well. And yeah, like you said, they kind of seem like just more of a higher quality program overall.
You know what it is? They both play similar schedules. They're both in mid majors. They both venture out of their conference to play Ohio. In Ohio's case, typically Big Ten schools. In ECU's case, typically ACC schools. And as a team that's played Virginia Tech every year for the past 10 years or maybe 7 years, they're a well-coached team. They're typically competing for the Conference USA Championship. So I like them in this spot here. All right, Sean, only game on Monday. Moving to Christmas Eve. Wow. We have a 8 p.m. East Coast kickoff on ESPN. It's the Hawaii Bowl.
I want to go to Hawaii.
Yeah, I mean, that again, you got to be concerned about the motivation of some of these teams that go to Hawaii. Boise State coming off what may be their worst season in recent memory versus an Oregon State team that was just world beaters in October, and then they just fell apart, finished 6-6. I think the story of this game is Oregon State out for redemption to make up for their horrible second half, or is this Boise State team going to show that maybe this was just an off year? I don't think I want to get behind this Boise State team this year. They just didn't have it. Meanwhile, Oregon State, who is favored by 3. This line opened at Boise minus 3. Wow, Oregon State's now favored by 3. The over-under 63.5. This is just a class difference. Oregon State, they're gonna spread the ball. They're gonna throw the ball vertically. I think this has the potential of a blowout, and for that reason, I'll take the favorite, the Oregon State Beavers.
Yeah, I'll go with Oregon State as well, and again, just seems like a better team. I don't know what else to add as far as...
Yeah, some of these bowl games, like it's like their records kind of match, but one team played in a proper conference and one didn't.
Yeah.
It seems like some of these spreads honestly seem a little... I'm shocked that Boise State opened as a favorite. I think this Oregon State team is a legit team. Yeah. You can make a fair argument that their downfall... maybe they're just not a cold weather team, even though they play in Oregon. So the warm weather might help them. So in a high scoring game, which I think this might be, our Oregon State has the edge. I think a lower scoring game, maybe Boise State has the edge. But like I said, Oregon State's the play here.
No, I felt like they had some good matchups this year and kind of.
Yeah. No, they. I don't know. Early, didn't get dominated. Well. Yeah. All right, Sean. No games on Christmas, unfortunately. We'll have to go Christmas just watching stupid NBA games with a bunch of injured guys missing games and teams that just suck. The Knicks are playing on Christmas, Sean. I hope you are excited for that.
Oh, wow. I'm really excited to see the world beaters, the New York Knicks.
Exactly. Thursday, 6 p.m. East Coast, kickoff. Oh, Sean, we got to be into this one. It's the Little Caesars Bowl. And that matchup has Bowling Green of Ohio taking on Pittsburgh. Bowling Green opened as a 5.5-point favorite. They've now dropped to 4. Pittsburgh had a not a great year in their first official year in the ACC. That being said, they're not a bad team. They're capable of playing lower scoring games. The over-under in this game is 50. And I'm just not sure I like Bowling Green as a 4-point favorite in this game. I think Pitt showed enough to me. Now, I know Bowling Green just blew up Northern Illinois and ruined their chances to get in a BCS game, but I got to be honest, that feels like a little bit of a even though it's going to be a couple weeks after, that was Bowling Green's Super Bowl. So maybe a little bit of a letdown in this spot. Meanwhile, Pittsburgh, even though they're the bigger conference team, you know, they're nothing to write home about. They didn't exactly have a great record this year at 6-6. They're barely bowl eligible. So I got to be honest, it's not going to be a fun game to watch, but I'm going to take Pitt here. Sean, what do you think?
Yeah, I like Pitt as well. I think they show up in the dome. Bowling Green, a little bit overrated in my mind as well.
Yeah, I think a lot overrated. I mean, it's one of those, what have you done for me lately, public perception. They just beat a mid-major that was going to bust into the BCS. So I think people might be a little too high on them. Speaking of Northern Illinois, later that night, 9 p.m. East Coast kickoff on ESPN, the Poinsettia Bowl. Ooh. That features Northern Illinois taking on the Utah State Utes. I don't know about – are we concerned, Sean, that Northern Illinois blew a chance to get into the BCS?
I mean, how much do teams care about getting into a BCS if it's non-title?
I think a team that doesn't play in a big conference, it's huge. It's basically like making the title game.
Yeah.
Jordan Lynch, who's Heisman finalist, also some people are comparing him to Tim Tebow. I feel like he can throw a little bit better than Tim Tebow, but he's a runner, not quite as big, but I feel like I'm going to be really concerned about the letdown of them not being in, not only not being in a BCS bowl, but playing in the Poinsettia Bowl and not, you know, playing a week before New Year's. I'm going to roll a dice here. The spread in this game is Utah +1.5. I'm going to roll a dice and grab the dog here just because I'm a little worried there might be a letdown.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, but Jordan Lynch seems like a guy. I mean, is he going to get drafted, do you think?
No. I can't see him as an NFL quarterback, I'll say that.
But yeah, so I think he's the guy feels like he's kind of a
He's just he's the epitome of a great college quarterback that just won't ever be a pro quarterback.
Yeah, and that being said, I think he shows up in his last college game and makes a game out of it. I got Northern Illinois.
All right, Sean, that's it for Thursday. Moving on to Friday, December 27th, 2:30 East Coast kickoff, ESPN. It's the Military Bowl, Sean, where we're going to see Marshall take on Maryland. Of course, I saw both these teams play Virginia Tech. Maryland beat them. Marshall almost beat them. Marshall was a scrappy team, but Maryland was the team that I think they had the talent. They had some injuries, mainly C.J. Brown in and out of the lineup. I believe he's back for this game, and I think he might be the difference. I think this extra practice time I'm gonna give the slight edge to the more talented team. All things being pretty equal, so I'm gonna take Maryland plus the 2.5 points here. I'm a little surprised they're not the favorite here. I think they're the better team, so I'm gonna grab Maryland in the points.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think Maryland had a little bit more. I don't know. I just feel like Maryland's solid play as well. I'll go with your instincts here, Ryan. Not a fan of Marshall.
No. I think Marshall. Yeah, I just don't. I don't see Marshall getting enough on offense to win this game. I think Maryland could make it a tiny bit of a shootout. Maybe get into the 30s. All right, Sean. Later that day, 6 p.m. East Coast, ESPN kickoff. It's the Texas Bowl. Minnesota versus Syracuse. Look, Syracuse, not a good football team at all. This line, shockingly to me, Minnesota -4. This might be one of my locks of the bowl calendar. Minnesota finished strong, had a solid, solid season. And Syracuse, I just think Syracuse is garbage. I think people are I thought this line should be closer to 6, 6.5, maybe even 7. So I'm going to take Minnesota here. That's got to be one of my locks of the bowl season. I think Minnesota wins this game by 14 to 17 points. What do you think, Sean?
Yeah, I agree. I think Minnesota played a much harder schedule and just a higher quality team than Syracuse.
I mean, the one thing I should point out is that Syracuse does play in a dome, and it being in the ACC, a lot of I'm very shocked at this line. Syracuse is a complete garbage team. All right, Sean, one more game on the 27th, 9:30 East Coast kickoff on ESPN. It's the Fight Hunger Bowl. Wow. BYU takes on Washington. It sounds like Sarkisian's not coaching the Huskies, so maybe he is coaching the USC Trojans.
You sure about that? Look,
They're saying here that the interim coach, Marquise Tuiasosopo, is going to be running the show. So, interesting here. It's going to be Keith Price's last game. He's kind of been one of their better players recently. I think I really like the redshirt sophomore. I think he is for BYU. He's mobile. If you remember, he torched the Texas Longhorns. Washington is laying 3 points in this game. The game's in San Francisco. No real home field advantage for either team. I just think Washington's the better game, the better team. I think this kid from BYU will be a good quarterback, but I like Keith Price to take care of business in his last game as a pro. I think Washington wins this game by 7 or 10 points. I'm taking Washington -3.
Yeah, I like Washington as well here. Feels like a strong play. Never a big fan of BYU. And, yeah.
Why is that, Sean?
Why is that?
You don't like Mormons?
No, I don't know. BYU just, I've never had good luck betting on them.
Steve Young's kind of a douche.
Yeah, I agree.
Jimmer Fournette cried. Or was that Adam Morrison? I forget. All these white guys. All right, Sean, Saturday, December 28th. Oh, this is an interesting matchup. This is a game I would totally attend if I was back home on the East Coast. Noon East Coast, ESPN. It's the Pinstripe Bowl, Sean. Bowl game in Yankee Stadium. And it's an interesting matchup. Hometown Rutgers versus kind of the unofficial home team of that area, which is Notre Dame. It's kind of like the dream. These Catholic kids, they go to their prep schools and they want to go play middle linebacker at Notre Dame. Notre Dame is not good, as we kind of saw all year. They're pretty fraudulent. Notre Dame is laying it opened at 17. They're now laying 14 points, John. I got to be honest. My initial reaction was to take Notre Dame, but I think Rutgers has a scrappy defense. And I think they play just close enough and utilize the hometown crowd. I think there'll probably be a fair amount of Rutgers fans in the stands. I think Rutgers keeps this close. I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. The total is 52.5. I could definitely see this going under. This feels like a game Notre Dame wins like 24-13, something like that, 24-17. So I'm going to take Rutgers and the points.
Yeah, I agree with you there, Ryan. I don't see – Notre Dame doesn't seem like a team. Now, I kind of like Tommy Rees. I like Notre Dame, but 14 seems a little high, especially considering this is going to feel like a home game for these Rutgers kids.
Yeah, the only thing I would point out is the hidden home field that Notre Dame will have. Like I said, it's a very popular school for kids to want to go to in that area.
That is true.
But I don't know. Rutgers has shown up for a couple games this year, and I think being that a lot of kids that go to Rutgers probably wanted to go to Notre Dame, that could be a huge motivating factor. So I say take the points. All right, Sean. Next up, 3:20 kickoff, East Coast, ESPN. It's the Belk Bowl. I'm not even sure what Belk is. Cincinnati takes on North Carolina. In Charlotte, North Carolina. North Carolina, unofficial home game, -2.5. The over-under is 56.5. Sean, of course, I saw a fair amount of I saw a lot of North Carolina. I saw a little bit of Cincinnati. North Carolina is not a bad team. North Carolina underperformed this year. They have some serious NFL talent, including possibly the number one tight end. I think this is another game where you're going to see a slight class difference, and I think this might be another one of my locks. I think North Carolina rolls here. I think North Carolina can win this by more than two touchdowns.
North Carolina. Yeah, I feel good about North Carolina as well, especially seeing that the game's played in Charlotte. Belk is a leading retailer, Ryan. Okay. Kids, women's, and men's retail.
Man, these low-rent bowl games, Sean.
I know. It's tough, man. It's tough.
All right, Sean. Next up, 6:45 kick on the East Coast on ESPN. The Russell Athletic Bowl. Of course, I attended this bowl game last year to sit in the rain for 4 hours and watch Virginia Tech and Rutgers play one of the worst football games I've ever seen. This year in Orlando, Florida, it's Louisville versus Miami. Louisville, of course, touts potential top pick Teddy Bridgewater. He is a Miami native. Orlando, you know, a couple hours up the road. I think Louisville's defense is the story. But, yeah, I don't know. I feel like Louisville has been overrated all year. They're laying 3 in this game. They're the ranked team. I think it's probably where the public money is going to come from. And I know Miami was fraudulent as a top 10 team, but they're still a solid team. I just feel like Louisville's overrated. I kind of think Teddy Bridgewater hasn't shown much. So, I mean, he's still got the NFL, measurables, so that he's going to be a top pick. And he has looked cool under pressure, but for some reason I want to go Miami here. Even though I think Louisville is the better team. And I also think this line could move up as the game gets closer. Actually, I worry about the Louisville defense. The Louisville defense is probably the strongest unit on the field. I don't know. Steven,
yeah, I actually like Louisville here. I'm going to go with the better quarterback, Teddy Bridgewater. I watched that Miami game when they played Florida State, and I don't know. I think this Miami offense is going to struggle against Louisville's D. And like you said, Bridgewater's from Miami, so maybe that helps a little bit. But I just think they're a better team. And if you got the better team at -3 or maybe even a little less if you buy that half, I feel like that's the play.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I could be horribly wrong. The problem is I hate Miami, so I hate backing them. Next up, Sean, 10:15 East Coast kick on ESPN. Oh, it's the Buffalo Wild Wings Bowl, Sean, where Michigan will take on Kansas State. Sean, I don't know what this spread is, but I hope Michigan is not the favorite. Okay, they're not. Kansas State's laying 3.5. This game's in Tempe, Arizona. Michigan can't be happy to be playing here. But more importantly, Michigan may be one of the worst teams ever that was ranked in the preseason. I can't back them. They're an awful team. Their coach doesn't wear a headset. I don't know how you can back a team where the coach doesn't wear a headset. And since, being that the number is 3.5, I guess that's a little hesitation. You want to maybe buy that down to 3 if you want to feel better about it. I think this only goes up because I think most people at this point have to know that Michigan is just a fraud.
I like Kansas State here, Ryan, and I think that's more of a bet against Michigan than it is a bet on Kansas State. Michigan, more than a fraud, they're a sham. They're not a good team this year, and I can't wait to go against them.
Sounds good, Sean.
All right, Ryan, we're going to actually split this up into two parts. So this will wrap up our part one of the Bowl Preview Podcast. Hopefully in the next day or so, we'll get the part two up for you guys. As always, we appreciate you guys checking out the Sports Gambling Podcast, sportsgamblingpodcast.com, on Twitter, @GamblingPodcast, and of course, Stitcher, iTunes, you know how we do. Anything else you'd like to add, Ryan?
That's it. Just go out and fade Michigan, bet UNC.
And Minnesota. Those are the couple big plays we got for you in the early bowl chunk.